Well, Happy New Year. I cannot believe it, but it's here, 2025. Wow. I pray it's going to be a blessed year. The world is changing, but above all else, the world needs Jesus, and we're committed to evangelism and discipleship, period. That's who we are. That's what we do, and that's what we will always do. I pray that God will use me until my last breath to reach people for Christ. I want to thank you for your friendship, for your partnership. 2024 has been a great year, a lot of wonderful things happening. One Life is exploding with growth and investing in the lives of a new generation. We're looking forward to Memorial Day coming up. We got all kinds of activities in our international ministry, Kenya, Zambia, and Uganda. It's just amazing what God's doing. And all of it is attributed to friends like you who pray for us on a regular basis and who give to make it possible. May this year be a year that we honor the Lord in all that we say and all that we do. Now, I want to end with a good, funny note. Several weeks ago, a friend of mine asked me, "Do you believe we're living in the last days?" I said, "I can easily answer that. Look in the mirror." He said, "That's not the answer I wanted to hear." Hey, we are, I am at least, on the tail end, but I want to be engaged for Jesus till the very end. I was talking to my friend and mentor, Dr. Elmer Towns, the other day, 94 years of age. He said, "Steve, we got to remain strong. We got to keep preaching the word." And that's my commitment. Dr. Robert Coleman called me the other day. He said, "I want to talk to one of my boys. I'll always be one of his boys." And I thank God for the investment he's made in my life. And I'm who I am today because of friends like that who've invested in me and friends like you that have made this ministry possible. God bless you. May 2025 be a wonderful year. Stay faithful. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Keep serving the Lord.
Keep Your Drive Alive, a daily devotional from the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. Now, here's Steve Wingfield.
Well, Happy New Year. Time flies when you're having fun. It flies whether you're having fun or not, it seems like to me. I can remember when it seemed like it was an eternity from Christmas to Christmas, and now it seems like you blink your eye and it's over. Are you prepared for the battle that lies ahead? This time of year, a lot of people struggle with depression and discouragement. Maybe Christmas didn't turn out exactly the way you thought it was going to be, and maybe you got apprehension about the coming new year. Well, I just want to remind you on this New Year's Day that the victory is ours in Christ, that He has promised that He will give us the victory, but we need to be prepared for the battle so that we can be victorious. And I want this year to be a victorious year for you, for me, and I just pray that God's going to equip you and strengthen you in your inner being so that you can be all that God wants you to be for this coming year. There will be battles ahead. Everything may look really good right now, but just hold on. It'll change. And I don't mean that to be a word of discouragement. It's a word of promise that God, regardless of what we face, has promised to be with us. And I want you to grab hold of that promise on this first day of the new year. Thank God for the opportunity of knowing Him, serving Him, loving Him. Ask Him to equip you for the battle that lies ahead. He wants you to be victorious this year. He wants to strengthen you. He wants to help you. He wants you to prosper and succeed in Him. And that's my prayer for you this day and for the coming year. God bless you. Have a good day.
Keep Your Drive Alive is a production of the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. We hope this has been a blessing today. Let us know on the web at stevewingfield.org.